month when gun control legislation failed in the Senate. Will that defeat set the tone of his second term? Let's get right to the brain trust. Angela Rye, former executive director of the Congressional Black Caucus and director of Impact Strategies. Perry Bacon, Jr., political editor for The Griot and an MSNBC contributor. And Matt Welch, editor-in-chief at Reason Magazine. Good to see all of you, and we want to remind our folks at home that we have a conversation for a while, and at the end of this conversation, someone is crowned biggest brain. They get a $100,000 reward, and they also get 60 seconds of TV time. I made up the first part, obviously.
It's worth the same.
Yeah, you guys have put a lot more into it if they're a $100,000 prize. Perry, let's start with you. Your Griot piece that you wrote this week, and you talk a little bit about the president and his second term. Quote, "The president is unlikely to find much success passing bills through Congress, not because he lacks skills of persuasion or juice, but because Republicans remain adamantly opposed to much of Obama's agenda and have the ability to block it." But you also go on to say, Perry Bacon, that the president still, he has juice. But if not with Congress, where does he have this juice, Perry?
I'd say two things. First of all, the bully pulpit and the magnifying, you know, amplification of the presidency is very powerful. Think about what he said about Jason Collins this week. The president praises Jason Collins and then makes sure everyone knows that he called Jason Collins. That's a very significant thing. We shouldn't underplay being president and being supportive of gay rights the way the president has been in terms of supporting gay marriage, speaking out in favor of Jason Collins. Those are big, significant things without necessarily a bill passing through Congress. The second thing is the president is in charge of implementing laws that have already passed. So take Obamacare, for instance. That's a really important, monumental thing that the president's now in charge of putting together. You could have 30 million people have health insurance or not have health insurance based on how the administration handles that law, and that probably will have a bigger impact than whatever background check bill would have passed anyway.
Matt, is that where we are? I mean, the bully pulpit and enforcement, is that what we can expect from President
and
Obama?
And also foreign policy. A president can always invade a country or bomb a country, and they usually do in their second term, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see it here.
You wouldn't be surprised if we saw it with President Obama in his second term?
Sure. If I had to bet, 50-50 odds, I would bet that we are going to get involved militarily in Syria, for example. That's what presidents do. They don't really have a whole lot of power left in their second terms. And they don't have much to do, so they get more involved in foreign policy. He could do some things that would be of importance to his base and to the country. He could help. He couldn't completely close Guantanamo, but he could go really far that way. He could, for example, direct the Department of Justice to say, hey, look, Colorado and Washington, you've legalized marijuana. We're not going to go in and raid everybody anymore. That's a discretionary thing a president could do. I don't think that he will do that. And part of the reason is because I disagree with Perry. He has lost juice. His powers of persuasion are leaking by the day. And I think we saw that during the gun battle when he was just more kind of petulant than he was actually persuasive.
Angela, I imagine you agree wholeheartedly with Matt Welch.
I absolutely don't agree with Matt Welch, but I disagree respectfully. First and foremost, the president has actually used the bully pulpit called executive actions in implementing some of the gun control changes that we needed to see. In fact, this term, he implemented 23 executive actions before the Senate even considered a bill. So I don't think that he's lost any juice there. Furthermore, before the immigration bill was being drafted and before the Senate began beginning consideration, the president used not only his bully pulpit, but the executive office, the executive branch to utilize some type of stay so that dreamers could remain in this country. So he's done a very good job of not only using the bully pulpit, but using the power of the pen.
Perry, if the president has lost his juice, is it purely the result of Republican obstructionism, or is there something else at work?
Yeah, I don't agree with Matt at all. The president on some level never had this sort of juice that convinced Republicans who disagree with him to vote for things they didn't agree with. Most of the things that were passed, the stimulus, the health care bill, the Wall Street reform, were passed when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress. This notion that the president somehow persuades someone, he talks in the right way, he makes the right phone call, and suddenly Republicans change their mind. I don't think Matt changes his views on a lot of issues depending on what you or me or Craig or Angela says about them. So it's not clear to me that the Republicans behave this way either. This notion of this juice or this political capital, these terms don't really make any sense. You can pass the bills that, you know, Republicans, if people want to vote in Congress, and they will. You have the power as president to get things through Congress. And when you only have a minority in the House and you have 60 votes in the Senate, you just can't pass a lot of things. This has nothing to do with President Obama's legislative charm or skills or anything else.
I agree that the charm offensive stuff is totally overhyped. I don't believe in the Maureen Dowd view of the presidency here. But every second term president, particularly one who is presiding over an economy as lousy as this one is and is likely to be for a while, by definition, has less power. Look at every second term president's the midterm elections. Yeah. They're almost always terrible, with the one exception of Bill Clinton, and that was for a lot of reasons. So he's just going to have less power. George W. Bush wasn't able to do what he wanted to do after he got his so-called mandate in 2004. He was smacked down. Immigration reform is a huge piece. If that passes, then all this talk is for naught on some level, because that's a big, important reform. I question whether it will be passed, and even so, it'll be the last high watermark.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.